Hi, welcome to Bed Matters Podcast. My name is Anne and I'm your host. So, the topic for today is vaginal steaming. How you can steam your vagina in order to prevent it from infections, or to cure infections, or to tighten your vagina and to make it have a good scent. So basically, today's topic is very, very interesting and a must. So vagina steaming, before we proceed, first and foremost, you need to know the meaning of vagina steaming and importance of it and why you should always do vagina steaming. Not like always, but you know, once in every month is very important. Once in every month after your period. So, what is vagina steaming? Vagina steaming is an alternative health treatment whereby a woman squats or sits on a bucket of hot water containing some herbs. Like, the woman is going to squat on a bucket that contains herbs. Like, the vapor will now be coming, the hot water vapor will now be hitting her vagina. That is what is called vagina steaming, and it is an age old tradition. It's been going on for a very long time. It's been practiced in Africa for a very long time. So the vagina steaming is done when the woman squats or sits on a bucket of hot water containing some herbs. Like, some people use scent leaves, some people use basil leaves or rosemary flower, or even cloves, you know, and you can even use the toe. So the process of doing this thing is what is called vagina steaming, and it is very, very advisable for a woman to do vagina steaming once in every month immediately after seeing your period. It's advisable for you to do that because it is very, very important and it's very, very good, and wow, it makes you feel so good, so nice of yourself. Let's talk about the importance, and you'll know why you should always do this. So let's talk about the importance of vagina steaming. Like I said, vagina steaming is an old age natural remedy. You know, it's been practiced for a very long time, and it's said to, you know, cleanse the vagina, you understand. So this vagina steaming is very, very important, and like I said, we should discuss about the importance, and here are the importance of the vagina steaming. Number one, vagina steaming cleanses the vagina and the uterus. It cleanses your vagina area and the uterus, like, make it neat. You'll feel so good of yourself. Try it and see, and you'll know what I'm talking about. It makes you feel good after doing it. Man, you feel, there's this kind of feeling you have inside of you after doing that. And then it regulates menstruation. Like, it makes it flow all the time. After doing this vagina steaming, it regulates vagina, it regulates menstruation, and you always be seeing your menses as at due. You know, when it's due, you see it. And another importance is that it tightens that area. Man, if you have a loose VV, if you have a loose vagina, it's advisable for you to do this vagina steaming at least once in a month for it to, you know, tighten back. It tightens it, so you have nothing to lose. It, you know, once you know that you have a wide VJ, it's advisable for you to do this vagina steaming in order to tighten that area. So that's a very important aspect of vagina steaming. So another important of it is that it eases period cramps. Like if you're the kind of person that always have cramps whenever you're seeing your period, when you do this, it will ease it. You won't be having this regular. You won't be having period cramps once you do all that. And another thing is that it eases bloating in the stomach. Like you're the kind of person that have big stomach, maybe as a result of childbirth, yeah, or you have a big stomach, maybe as a result of maybe other results, maybe apart from childbirth, just have a big stomach, a bloat stomach. Once you do this vagina steaming, it will reduce it. So it reduces bloating in stomach. You know, in other words, it makes your tummy to be flat. Yeah. So another importance is that it burns belly fat. Yeah. If you have big stomach, like I said earlier on. Another important is that it burns fat in the stomach, because when you sit on the bucket and the vapor is coming up from the bucket, you know, the hot water vapor coming out and entering your VJJ area, you know, you'll be feeling it from inside. It will be entering your stomach, and then whatever bloat that it has in your stomach, it will not be coming out. You know, it's not be coming out, so it burns belly fat. So another important is that it brings out the remaining of your period. Like for example, for those people that just newly put birth, it's always recommended for them to always do vagina steaming in the first few weeks that you put to birth. It's always advisable for you to always do this vagina steaming in order to be bringing out the bad bloods, the blood that were inside of you, you know, to flush it out, to be bringing it out. That's why it's always recommended anywhere that immediately after childbirth, you should always be doing vagina steaming to be bringing out the remaining of the blood that are left inside of you, the bad blood that are left inside of you. So it's always recommended for a newly put to bed woman to always steaming, vagina steaming. And that is why it's also advisable to do it immediately after your period in order to remove the remaining blood that are left inside. You know, that blood is not good, it's bad, so you have to remove them, you know, to keep yourself ever young. You know, once there are left over bad blood in your system, man, you won't be fresh now. So in order to be removing all the things we're doing, vagina steaming, in order for all those bad things to be coming out from your VV area. Okay, so today we'll be talking about vagina steaming using scent leaves. You know, vagina steaming using scent leaves. All you'll be needing is a handful of salt. You'll be needing salt, and then the presence of your scent leaves, and then you need your hot water. Yeah. So all you have to do with these three ingredients that you need for your pussy steaming, for your vagina steaming, all you have to do is you add your salt and your scent leaves into the buckets of hot water. That's just what you do. Once you get your scent leaves, You know, you add your handful of salt inside your hot water. That's a bucket containing your hot water. The hot water. Then you put your salt. Then you add your scent leaves. And then you sit on it and allow the vapor to enter into your vagina area. Inside your punani. So apart from vagina steaming using scent leaves, we also have other types of vagina steaming. You can also do vagina steaming using any of this. You can use the toe, you know, add the toe in a bucket of hot water. You can also use gloves. You add gloves inside your bucket of hot water. And you can also use salt alone. You add your salt inside a bucket of hot water and sit on it to allow the vapor to enter inside of your vagina. You know, you sit on it, you know, if you want it to be very effective, use something like blankets and cover yourself and allow it. You know, it's not easy, it's painful, but you have to enjoy it because the end result is something else. So you just have to enjoy it, you know, and allow the vapor to work. It's wonderful. The procedure is just like the same as the vagina steaming using scent leaves. So the procedures of the other ones is just the same thing as the scent leaves using the vagina steaming using scent leaves. So happy vagina steaming, yeah. Like I said, it is very, very advisable for a woman to always, not like always, if you're newly put to bed, you have to do it always for the first few weeks, for like a week, you just have to be doing vagina steaming to bring out all the bad blood. But then, a regular woman, like you've not put to bed, it is advisable for you to be doing it every month, once in every month, immediately after seeing your period, in order to remove the bad blood, because it makes it have a good scent. You feel good of yourself. It removes bad odor from the vagina. It kills bad bacteria. It kills odor. You won't be having you won't be having smelly vagina. So it's very, very advisable for you to do it in order for you to have a good scent. You know, you won't have, your vagina won't be smelling, your punani won't be smelling, you won't be having fishy smell. It will be always neat, to always, you know, words alone cannot describe it. So make sure you do vagina steaming once every month after seeing your period. It's so important. Thanks for tuning to my podcast. Make sure you tune in often, you know, for more sexual topics that will be treated. Interesting sexual topics that will be treated. So make sure you keep checking on for updates. Okay? So, until I come your way next time, remain blessed. I'm your host, Anne. Bye-bye.